But the Guild is more than that, sponsoring countless professional development seminars and panel discussions like the one I was on, and even managing a fund that can be tapped by members who find themselves in dire financial straits. It's a wonderful organization, and I always tried to make myself available when called upon. Our moderator ended the session, and my fellow panelists and I spent another 20 minutes chatting with audience members who approached the dais. Finally, I was free to join my companions for the evening, Vaughn and Olga Buckley. Vaughn Buckley had been publishing my novels for many years. Our relationship had progressed from simply being publisher and author to being good friends as well. His wife had been a top fashion model when she met the dashing young editor who would go on to found Buckley House, a prestigious company and one of the last independent publishers that hadn't been gobbled up by an international conglomerate. "Nicely done," Vaughn said as the three of us stepped out to the hot pavement outside the library. New York was experiencing an early summer heat wave. "Hungry?" he asked. "As a matter of fact, I am," I said. "The interviews this afternoon backed up, and I never had lunch." "The ecstasy of promoting a book," Olga said.
"And the agony," Vaughn said, chuckling. "Tell you what, since we'll be in Mexico in another few days, I suggest we begin training our palate with some Mexican food, Manhattan style. They say the best way to combat the heat is to eat hot food. There's a good restaurant a block from here. Game?"
"Sure," I said. We settled in a booth and Vaughn ordered margaritas, no salt. "I must admit," I said, "Mexican food has never been my favorite."
"We don't have to stay," Olga said.
"Oh no, there are always plenty of things on the menu that I like," I laughed. "You can take the girl out of Maine, but..."
"Maybe they serve lobster burritos," Vaughn offered.
"If they do," I said, "that's what I'll have."
"So tell me all about this Mexican hacienda you've ended up buying."
Vaughn and Olga looked at each other. Olga responded.
"We fell madly in love with the highlands of central Mexico when we visited 2 years ago. We went back again, and last year we made a third visit. We were hooked. We decided..."
Vaughn interrupted.
"It's not as much of a joint decision as Olga paints it."
"You love it there," she said, pretending to wrap her husband's shoulder.
"Oh, yes, I do love it there. It's just that when you own a second home..."
"We now have two, and it's in a lovely place like San Miguel de Allende. You want to spend as much time as possible there.
It's a retirement paradise, but as appealing as that is, I'm just not ready to close up my office and spend all my days with my feet up on a lounge in the shade."
"I'm pleased to hear that," I said.
He placed his hand on my arm. "Not to worry, Jessica. As long as you keep writing novels, I'll keep publishing them."
Olga picked up where she'd left off.
"It's more than 450 years old. The Mexican government has declared it a national monument. No traffic lights, neon signs, fire hydrants, or fast food restaurants."
"All to the good, unless your house catches fire," Vaughn said.
"Or you have a sudden insatiable urge for a Big Mac," I added.
"It's become one of Mexico's leading centers for the arts," Olga said, ignoring our teasing. "The Instituto Allende Art School is world famous. The town is overflowing with artists, musicians, dancers, and actors. It's heaven."
She pressed her hand to her heart to visually reinforce her ecstasy. "It sounds wonderful," I said as the waiter placed menus in front of us.
"Do you have lobster?"
Vaughn asked him.
"No, senor," he said.
"Sorry," Vaughn said to me.
"Think nothing of it," I said.
"Now tell me about this house you've bought there."
"Let's order first," Olga said. Our orders placed, I opted for ceviche, chicken fajitas, and a salad with tomatillo dressing. Vaughn said,
"The house is very nice, Jessica, but you'll be seeing it in a few days. It was an incredible bargain. Living is cheap there, that's why there's a sizable expatriate community. Expats, they call each other. Americans and Canadians looking to stretch their budgets and pensions. At last count, there were almost 5,000 of them living in the town and surrounding areas."
"We've already become friends with quite a few," Olga added. "They're a lively group, fond of saying that when you retire, you go to Florida to die or to San Miguel to live."